Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to NightlyCom. You know that feeling, the one where the world seems a little grey? Maybe you're dealing with a bit of melancholy, maybe even some sorrow. It happens to all of us, right? Life throws curveballs, we lose people we love, or sometimes things just feel off. But guess what? There's power in acknowledging those feelings and giving ourselves space to process them. And that's where tonight's episode comes in: self-care practices for navigating melancholy and sorrow. Now, I'm not saying this is a quick fix. We're not talking about ignoring your feelings or pretending they don't exist. We're talking about finding healthy ways to work through them to nurture yourself during those tough times. Think of it like tending a garden. Sometimes you need to weed out the negativity and make space for something beautiful to grow. So, what are some of these self-care practices that can actually help? First off, let's talk about mindfulness. Ever felt like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? Yeah, me too. Mindfulness is about bringing yourself back to the present moment, focusing on your breath, your surroundings. It's like hitting the pause button on all the noise and just being. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there that can help you with this. Next up, physical activity. I know, sometimes the last thing you want to do is move when you're feeling down. But trust me, even a gentle walk in nature can make a difference. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally lift your mood. Plus, being outside can do wonders for your mental state. Speaking of nature, have you ever noticed how a change of scenery can shift your perspective? Sometimes all it takes is a short trip to a park or even just sitting under a tree to feel a sense of calm and renewal. It's amazing what a little connection with the outdoors can do. Now, let's talk about something that often gets overlooked: creative expression. Painting, writing, playing music, whatever sparks your imagination, give it a try. It doesn't have to be good, it's about allowing yourself to express your emotions in a healthy way. Think of it as a release valve for all those bottled up feelings. And finally, let's not forget the power of connection. Reach out to a loved one, even if it's just a quick phone call or text. Sharing your feelings with someone you trust can be incredibly healing. Sometimes knowing that you're not alone in your experience is all you need to feel a little less overwhelmed. Remember that time when I was feeling super stressed about an upcoming project? Deadlines were looming, and I felt like my brain was on fire. So, instead of trying to power through it, I took a break, went for a walk in the park, and actually sat down and wrote out all my worries in a journal. It sounds silly, but getting those thoughts out of my head and onto paper felt like lifting a huge weight off my shoulders. Then, I came back to the project with a fresh perspective and was able to tackle it with renewed energy. And that's what self-care is all about: finding what works for you, what helps you navigate those tough moments and come out stronger on the other side. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being is not selfish, it's essential. It's about making space for yourself to heal, grow, and thrive. So tonight, take a moment to check in with yourself. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Sad? Melancholy? Acknowledging those feelings is the first step towards taking care of yourself. Try one of these self-care practices, maybe go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, or simply sit in silence and breathe deeply. And remember, you are not alone. There's always hope, there's always light, and you've got this. Now, before I let you go, share your thoughts with me. What self-care practices have helped you through tough times? Let me know in the comments or on social media. And remember, keep checking back every day for new episodes of NightlyCom, because a good night's sleep starts with a calm mind and soul.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.